It's no coincidence that Jesus rose from the dead in the spring. It's in the spring that flowers begin to sprout through the earth, birds begin to start chirping again, trees give forth new life, and here in the south, they give us an abundant, overly abundant gift of pollen. But beautiful spring days like this can remind us that in some mysterious way, all of creation rejoices at the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It reminds us that his resurrection touches all of reality. All of creation is affected by the resurrection. And it looks forward to the day, using the words of St. Paul, when God will be all in all. The Bible begins with an account of creation. We read this last night in the Easter Vigil as a first reading. God creates everything in 6 days. He completes his work, and then on the seventh day, he rests. But for many of the authors of the New Testament, creation is not yet finished. In fact, the greatest part of creation has only just begun. The resurrection of Jesus Christ ushers in a new creation, a new reality, or as the earliest church fathers put it, an eighth day of creation. This new creation, this eighth day, using the words of the Catechism, far surpasses the first creation. Just as all things depend on the first creation for their existence, so too are all things even more mysteriously wrapped up in this eighth day of creation. The Apostle John is one of the New Testament authors who understands these truths, and he constantly refers to this concept in this concept of new creation in his gospel. For example, the prologue of his gospel, the introduction, begins with words that evoke the very first creation account. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And throughout his gospel, he even mentions that Jesus continues the work of his Father. So not surprisingly, in chapter 19 of his gospel, which is the same gospel we read on Good Friday, on the sixth day of the week, in a garden, while hanging on a tree, in the presence of a woman, Jesus finishes the work of creation when he hands over his spirit and utters the words, "It is finished." Immediately after this, John mentions it twice. He makes it very clear that the very next day, the seventh day, is a Sabbath. And so similar to the first creation account, on the sixth day, God finishes his work, and on the seventh day, God enters into the Sabbath rest. But the story of creation does not end here. For John, there's another day that follows. And this is the day of the resurrection. In today's gospel, which follows the seventh day, John begins his account. He makes it very clear that this takes place on the first day of the week. It's almost as if he's indicating that something new is happening here. And it's not surprising that the story which follows today's gospel occurs on the same day. And Mary Magdalene, she sees Jesus and mistakes him for a gardener, which reveals that this also takes place in a garden. And later on that same evening, which is the gospel for next week, Jesus appears to his apostles and he breathes on them the life of the Holy Spirit. He gives them the gift of new life, of divine life. All of this evokes a new day of creation, which is ushered in by Jesus Christ. St. Paul, too, on several occasions, he also refers to this new creation in his epistles. For him, as we see in today's second reading, this is something that it's both in the future, but it's also a current reality. For Paul, It's baptism that allows us to enter into this eighth day. And that's one reason why many baptismal fonts, including our own, have eight sides. It's baptism that allows us to become a new creation. We put on Christ. And this bond with the risen Christ is so real. Paul can say something, like he says in today's second reading, that we also died with Christ, and so we also rise with Christ. Once we enter into this, in this new creation, this new reality through baptism, it's here at the Mass that in a very real way, we enter into this eighth day. We participate in heavenly realities. It's here that we receive Jesus, the resurrected Jesus, in the Eucharist. It's here that we learn to seek the things that are above and not the things of the earth. It's here that we get the spiritual energy to go out and usher in the new creation in everything that we do, in our work, in our leisure, our very selves, so that God may be all in all. It's here that we realize that the greatest vocation of humanity is participating in this eighth day of creation and inviting those who are ignorant of it to join us in it as well. Today is the first day of the week, but it is also the eighth day. Today, all creation is being made new, and we are called to join Christ in this renewal. So with the flowers, with the trees, with the birds, with Christians all around the world, we join in the praises of creation and sing with the psalmist who saw this day from afar. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad.